It's a big week for the Walt Disney Company and its chairman, Michael Eisner. Today, on the eve of a critical shareholders meeting, two dissident former board members stepped up their campaign to force Eisner out of his job. The company's urging shareholders to keep the current leadership in place, with Eisner at the helm as chairman and CEO. But Eisner's facing growing criticism over his performance and tight grip over the company. We're joined now by NPR's Kim Masters, who's in Philadelphia to cover the shareholders meeting. Kim, there are two former board members, Roy Disney and Stanley Gold, who've been quite vocal about wanting Michael Eisner out. What did they have to say today?
Well, they reiterated many of their concerns that Disney has lost its way. They tried to anticipate an argument that they feel that the Disney management will make tomorrow when there is a vote as to whether to re-elect Michael Eisner to the board. They are saying that this is very much about Michael Eisner, that he has to go. They're trying to head off an argument that he could stay as chairman but not chief executive, or the other way around. They said this is explicitly about him. And they tried to take a shot at what they anticipate, I think, will be another Disney defense, that the recent good results at the company are sort of what Roy Disney said was not a renewable resource, just kind of a one-off based on some box office hits, and that shareholders should not expect that kind of continued good result if they leave management in place.
Now, Michael Eisner's been facing some criticism beyond that of Roy Disney and Stanley Gold. A number of big pension funds are saying that they're going to withhold support of Michael Eisner in this vote. Florida, I think, is the most recent. What's their opposition? Is it the same?
Well, quite a number of them in different states, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, they're coming out, and of course, California. They have been quite explicit about Michael Eisner in most cases. A couple of them have sort of said they have issues with the structure of how the company is governed, with Michael Eisner being both chairman and CEO. But most of them have been specific and said this is a Michael Eisner problem, and they are specifically going to vote against him. And, you know, it's gotten to be kind of a groundswell. I think only a couple of New York City funds have supported Michael Eisner.
And what actually happens tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow there will be a meeting, and Disney will make a presentation. I assume they will sort of stay on message and say, we have growth, and we're going to sustain the growth, and this is how we're turning ABC around, and this is how we're building animation. And then there will be a vote. And if that vote against reelecting Michael Eisner to the board goes substantially above 20%, and Disney has allowed that it might go over 30%, that may not sound to somebody who doesn't follow business like a big number, but it's actually an enormous no vote and a very, very significant no confidence vote in Michael Eisner.
Would that be enough votes to actually force Eisner out as chairman or to get him fired as CEO of Disney?
Yeah, I mean, you have to bear in mind that tomorrow there's nobody running against him. He is going to be reelected. The question is by what kind of margin. If he gets less than 70%, if the no vote is, you know, high, it puts a lot of pressure on the board to say there's a lot of shareholder unhappiness here and we must address it somehow or another. I think they may try to do it with as much art and grace as possible, but I think that you can't ignore that kind of no vote.
Now, you're there in Philadelphia for this vote tomorrow. I understand there's been a big anti-Eisner meeting today. What's that about?
Well, a lot of Disney stock, 35% or so, is in the hands of just regular folks who love the Disney experience and who are very emotional about it. Roy Disney and Stanley Gold have held called a meeting of those people, and I can tell you it was absolutely extraordinary. There was a line around the block of people waiting to get in. It was filled to capacity. There were all sorts of parents with babies in their arms, regular people who are just deeply concerned about the direction of the company, but also worried about what will happen if Michael Eisner is ejected from the company. But that was a really extraordinary turnout for something like this, and I'm sure Roy Disney and Stanley Gold were delighted to see their meeting looking like, you know, the opening of Star Wars with that line around the block.
Okay, thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
NPR's Kim Masters in Philadelphia.